Welcome, my name is Emilio José García, and today we are going to explore some of the reasons why you may procrastinate. Procrastination is the act of delaying an activity, a task. Many times we procrastinate because we are avoiding something, because we are afraid, because we are not in alignment, because we don't know how to do it. Some of the emotional reasons are perfectionism, being afraid of making mistakes, feeling like you are not good enough. Sometimes you may be avoiding a strong emotion. You may be avoiding discomfort. You may be afraid of the unknown, of the uncertainty, feeling like what you are about to do, it is not familiar. You have never done it before. And that fear of the unknown can be a good reason to stay safe, to procrastinate, to avoid. Sometimes you don't have all the information that you need to take action. You may not have all the skills. Maybe it is hard for you to ask for the help that you need. So you don't get started. Sometimes the task ahead feels overwhelming. It feels that you won't be able to get it done. You don't know how to get started. You may not know what the next step is. Maybe you don't understand what it means to complete the task. You don't know when you are going to be done. When a big task, a big project feels overwhelming, and you don't have clear small steps to take action, it's very easy to procrastinate because we are lacking clarity. Sometimes we have many conflicting priorities. Many things are demanding our attention. We are trying to analyze, and we enter this analysis paralysis where we don't do any of them. There are many communication reasons that may cause procrastination. Having difficult conversations is one of them. You may find yourself avoiding having a difficult and needed conversation. You may be avoiding conflict. Maybe you are not able to say no, to set the boundaries that you need, to discuss what you need so that you can take action. Sometimes you may be facing intentional reasons why you may procrastinate. You may find yourself lacking motivation. You don't really know why you are doing this task. Maybe this task, this activity, is not in alignment with you. Maybe you don't like doing this task. And maybe you don't have to do it. Maybe you don't need to do it. You could say no to it. But maybe there is a reason there of why you don't say no. Maybe it's lack of clarity. Maybe it's a communication reason. Maybe you don't want to disappoint someone else. Sometimes we are seeking immediate pleasure. And if we don't get that, we may procrastinate. Short-term goals versus long-term goals. The urgent versus the important. We may find ourselves procrastinating what's truly important to us, because it's not urgent. So we never get to it. Maybe we are not able to create the time that is needed. This is a time management reason. Not creating enough time. Maybe not creating any time in our day, in our week, to take action on what's important to us. Distractions, interruptions, lack of clarity, not checking in with ourselves to discover what's truly important. Those are some reasons why we may procrastinate, especially doing the things that are truly important to us. Once we become aware of any of these reasons, we have the opportunity to start doing something different. Procrastination can be a tool for us to understand ourselves. We can use procrastination to heal areas of our lives. We can become aware of these reasons, and we can start taking action in a different way. Always with compassion, with a lot of empathy for yourself, and always understanding that there is a reason or different reasons that create the procrastination tendency that you are noticing in your life. I honor your courage to listen to this. I honor your willingness to be curious, to see the truth, to become aware, to shine the light on these reasons that most likely they are hidden. They were in your unconscious mind and you were making decisions from that place. And now I invite you to take any of the reasons that you resonated with, and I invite you to transform those reasons, reframe them into what you truly want. For example, if you find yourself procrastinating a task and you have discovered that the reason is perfectionism, you discovered that you may be afraid of making mistakes, you may feel that you are not prepared, that you are not good enough, And you may feel fear of the unknown and the uncertainty of doing something new. Once you become aware of this, you can reframe it into a new affirmation that could look something like, I am in the process of exploring and learning how to do something new. If you remind yourself of the reasons why you decided to embark in this new task, if you become aligned and you bring your intention, you are going to generate motivation and you are going to feel more willing to step into that uncertainty, to have fun exploring something new, to create space for mistakes to happen, to learn from them, and to accept that right now you don't need to know everything. You are just exploring, taking action, and learning from the experience. So I invite you to do this process with any of the reasons that you noticed are present in your life right now. I invite you to listen to this again. I invite you to maybe have pen and paper and write down the reasons that are present. Once you write them down, once you become aware of them, you are going to be able to work through them. You are going to be able to reframe them and start creating a new reality for yourself, a new way of approaching these activities, these tasks, a new way of showing up for yourself and for others that will help you create a more aligned life, a life that will feel more enjoyable, more fulfilling, more true to the person that you truly are. I hope that this session helps you heal, helps you transform any procrastination tendencies that you have noticed into personal growth opportunity. Thank you so much for your presence, for your courage, and for being here. I hope to see you in another session. My name is Emilio José García, and I am really honored to have guided you through this exercise. Have a wonderful day.